Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Master Music Show, beat him up. Beat him up.
What the fuck is going on? Episode 287.
8287. I always jam out to the intro.
Combination
song,
between a 211 and a 187. That's worse.
Mm-hmm.
The robbery
double
and
time.
A homicide.
He came to kill you bitches for the second time. Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
You're getting there, Chris.
12 more episodes after this.
That's right.
But tonight we
know. Knowing us, you might get that in about a week and a half. You never know. We're going to keep grinding on these bitches. You never know. The way you be going, Prez, we might have 300 in a week and a half. You never know.
You know what's crazy is you got out all these requests to do these interviews. Like, I might have 50 requests out. You might have 20 or 30. Homie Miguel might have out a few. Sinister might have out a few. Waco even might have out some. I mean, everybody, you know what I'm saying, is trying to get these guests. I mean, it's a hard fucking process. And sometimes five or six of them at one time want to fucking get back at you.
You know what I'm saying?
But the other times it's dry. You know what I'm saying? It's real slow.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we got a real special guest. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers literally, you know what I'm saying? It was Murder Dog, you know what I'm saying? It was Sickness.net. Murder Dog was always the magazine, you know what I'm saying, for the underground. Sickness.net was always the fucking underground website where people could go and hear about artists that they couldn't hear about at allhiphop.com or
right.
any of those big lamestream fucking sites. You know what I'm saying? So Sickness, you know what I'm saying? Hats off to Sickness for keeping Underground alive. Shout out to Coop. And, you know, let's be real, too. You know, the Murder Master Music Show's been on, well, really since 04, but since 2012, since we started back up again. Sickness is, you know, they've showed us a lot of love. I think what it is
because
they really recognize, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck we're doing, where we're going. With the preservation of keeping the shit alive too, because at the end of the day, if we don't link up and we don't come together and do things and try to help each other out,
right?
The lamestream and the swaggots win. know what I'm saying? So
yeah, exactly. So and you know, you prayers, you know, one thing I always liked about sickness too, like when I first started doing these shows with you or whatever, and sickness always showed us love for one. That's the main thing. Like with shows that really mean something. They're not just digging for dirt, you know what I'm saying? Like they feel like it's deemed to be put out here. They always shine that light back to us, but I always like the fact that they always mention the show, and not only do they mention the show, they always mention me and you as well. You know what I'm saying? Like so they try to shed light to what we doing on their format, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that they don't have to do, but a lot of these motherfuckers is not even trying to do. So they always come out and tell you on a recent interview with Murder Master Music Show, such and such and such and such was chopping it up with Prez and Mac J. Like, I'm always salute them for that, for always, you know, basically I look at it like they show love to us by letting motherfuckers know what we doing, you know what I'm saying? I always refer people to them, you know what I'm saying, because of that. So, shout out to sickness.net all the time, man.
Yeah, they're a huge staple in the rap game, period. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, when it comes to alternative, to the swag and to that that dumbed down, just stupid, goofy shit of this new age hipster era, there's two places that I would definitely go for sickness.net. Of course, you know I'm going to say UGSforlife.com because we're preservationists too.
Well.
Really, there's not really many other spots I would recommend. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's because a lot of these dudes, they might have underground artists on there, but they cater to the swaggots. And most of these companies, too, man, most of these companies are backed by big corporate fucking dollars. I know I can't say that enough. And I just want to say this, too, before, you know what I'm saying, Coop comes on. I want to talk about our recent show with Big Naz. Shout out to the homie. I mean, he's going to be on again, of course. You already know that.
Right.
We was trending on Facebook the other day. We was going viral shit everywhere. And every motherfucker had our name, you know what I'm saying, and a link to our video all on their sites. Okay? Even the Breakfast Club. We even got an apology from the Breakfast Club about this shit. But for some reason, that Angelique, whenever she does a story, whenever she does a story about our stuff, she'll play a clip of our stuff and won't even say the Murder Master movie, so she'll just be like a recent interview. But if it was like something from DJ Vlad or something from
if it was any fucking Flash body, I've never heard them say a recent interview to anybody unless it's our shit. I watch they shit.
Yeah.
I listen to they shit because, you know, I be checking this shit. And then, you know, they not the only ones, though. It's a couple other ones out there I've been seeing the last day or so. Like Fox 11 News in L.A., they another motherfucker that put our shit all on they shit. No mention of where the fuck they got it from. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to credit the source. That's so unprofessional. If we took something off Fox 11 and put it on our format, they try to sue us for it.
Well, that's,
you know what
I'm
saying?
What we did, we hit up the Breakfast Club, myself, you, Scratch, a bunch of other people, and we forced them not only to put our link in there, you know what I'm saying, but we got a fucking apology. But now I'm taking it personal with this Breakfast Club show. This Angela,
yeah, that's like their second or third
take
time.
Take it real personal. You know, I've tweeted at her. She ain't responded. You know, it's like, you know, what the fuck's going on? I've tried to call in, but I ain't one of these motherfuckers that's just going to sit on the line for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? But eventually, they're going to have to, you know what I'm saying? They're going to have to do right. And you know, I ain't gonna sit here and be like, baby, put some respect on my name, because that was a fucking farce, too, if you guys seen that bullshit. We clowned on that before, but they're gonna have to mention the Murder Master Music Show. Because if not, you know what I'm saying, then we're going to keep coming at them, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to everybody else. I mean, you go to BET, you go to New York Daily News, even
Sun,
those stupid newspapers you see at the checkout of Walmart. It says the Murder Master Music Show. We've been on fucking TV shows on Dish Network. Shout out to the homie Sergio for, you know what I'm saying, we've been on the radio out in L.A.
Yeah.
Like you said, the news can't put us on out there, but the radio did. And then also the homie, you know, Roderick, he sent us a clip of something that was on Dish Network. So, I mean, you know, this shit went everywhere. But my point is this, you know what I'm saying, don't steal from the underground. Because we ain't stealing no news from nobody else. And I heard some other guy do a video. He was, I don't know what his story is yet, but he was like, oh, man, they got to it before I did. He had some song about it or something, and he was talking about it. He's like, these guys beat me to it. It's like, hey, man, no, in reality, I interviewed, you want to know the truth? Now, this is for all you journalists out there that made this shit go viral. I interviewed Big Nance originally in 2005 or 2006, and in Streetmasters magazine, and in the fucking headlines, it says the same shit that all y'all fools broke, which was
right.
the Hawaii.
You know what I'm saying? Old news. Apparently, old news is good news.
The source,
and then what's crazy as far as you asked him a lot of questions about stuff that was already public knowledge anyway. We just asked him stuff about his book.
Just
you know
like
what I'm saying?
Jerry
like
Heller. It's hilarious to me. That was in Jerry Heller's book about the fucking I Should Have Let Him Kill Easy. I was sitting on the John taking his shit, reading the book, and I came across that. I was like, oh, my God, this is great. I need to ask Jerry Heller about this. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? That's literally what the fuck happened. And he come on the show. We asked him about it. Boom, old news became new news again. Then 3 years later, that news became news again.
Exactly. That's because President can't ask the
mainstream media,
questions
y'all
that
are fucked. Y'all are fucked, but you know what? We'll take the looks. You know what I'm saying? We'll take the fucking looks. And for 2-3 weeks, I was promoting the hell out of that interview. None of them wanted to fucking touch it. Not one of them. I even had one guy from Up Rocks. He was even telling me, he's like, you're still trying to push this? And he started laughing at me and shit. And 3 or 4 days later, boom, it's one of the
mm-hmm.
number one trending topics on Facebook. So who's laughing
yep.
now, you stupid asshole? But, hey, in addition to having Coop on the show tonight, he sent us some dope fucking music. This first song is PSD, Post-Traumatic Street Disorder, by Diego Red. We're going to play this, and then we're going to chop it up with Coop. So don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It's the Murder Master Music Show, episode 287.
287, bitches. That's a double homicide. Me and Prey is both in the Murder You Bitches. It's UGS for life. Be at.
Die, nigga. Say what? 10 niggas died. Yeah, die, nigga. Niggas dying. Niggas been dying for 400 years. Niggas know how to die. Been dying for 400 years. Been practicing how to die. Niggas dying in prison. Niggas dying on farms. Niggas dying in dirty rooms. Even learned how to die in mansions now. Big office buildings. Niggas love dying. Die, nigga. Niggas always trying to die. Niggas get shot. Die, nigga. Niggas get hung. Die, nigga. Niggas get lynched. Die, nigga. You've been dying for 400 years. Niggas know how to die. Niggas don't know nothing else but dying. But dying.
Niggas who died in the game we in, the street we hanging in. claim the lives of a million men. We tack names with skin. So many sins, the list is long. If God forgives, we got his work cut out. Got bills to pay, trying to work it out. We turf it out with the work cut out. Get money, spend money, get money, get money. That's a nigga whole life summed up, gun up. I swear I got insomnia, so many drugs in the house. No matter what you use or abuse, but a nigga got something for ya. When they come for ya, have a pay lawyer, a bitch to pay for ya. Bail fees and a mama who gon' pray for ya. Some real niggas on your team who gon' stay for ya. When you can't be in the game, they gon' play for ya. Got a case on ya, so you're hot now. You being watched now, can't be on the block now. Ain't no ride in the drop now. Still wanna be on top now. Ain't no after parties in the afterlife. You gotta
get it while you living.
Know the game you in, it ain't a game you in. You gotta
get it while you living.
Know the game you in, it ain't a game you in. You gotta
get it while you living. This life has made me harder. This game is unforgiving.
Ain't no after parties in the afterlife. You gotta
get it while you living.
Know the game you in, it ain't a game you in. You gotta
get it while you living.
Know the game you in, it ain't a game you in. You gotta
get it while you living.
If there is a heaven, I pray we see it. Other than a thug, I'll never be it. Scale on the table, the way that works. Mountain of coke like I'm trying to ski it. High as a ski lift, nigga, if we trip the party over. The club is closing, police is coming. Niggas running through the parking lot to pop their trunk and get their hands on something. Same shit a weekend. Wake up, grind in the spot I sleep in. To make up for the money that I fucked off last night. Trying to get my cash right for next weekend. It's a deep end, sink or swim, chance is slim. Fuck police, we don't speak to them. Niggas who died never had a chance to tell their story, I speak for them. Get money, spend money, get money, get money. That's a nigga whole life summed up. Tryna come up while staying down. In the game, but ain't playing around. Lay you down like an easy bitch. On the first date, no to-go place. You a cold case, plenty witnesses. But ain't nobody talking what you stacked up. To flip the bins, they spent that on your coffin. Petty differences, make the best of friends. Kill one another. And funerals seem like the only time that family come together.
This life has made me harder. Game is unforgiving.
Ain't no after parties in the afterlife. You gotta
get it while you living.
Know the game you in, it ain't a game you in. You gotta
get it while you living.
Know the game you in, it ain't a game you in. You gotta
get it while you living. This life has made me harder. This game is unforgiving.
Ain't no after parties in the afterlife. You gotta
get it while you living.
Know the game you in, it ain't a game you in. You gotta
get it while you living.
Know the game you in, it ain't a game you in. You gotta
get it while you living.
Niggas dream about dying. Niggas plan beautiful lives for when they're dead. Yeah, nigga. Nigga preachers tell niggas about heaven. Got to die first. Die, nigga. Niggas love dying. Niggas watch dying on TV. They love it. Niggas watch other niggas die. They love it. Niggas watch niggas die.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The homie Coop. The homie Coop came with some music, man. You know he's not gonna come here without some music. You know what I'm saying? That was Diego Red, PS, TD, Post Traumatic Street Disorder, whatever the fuck it is. Let me bring him out right now. This is the homie Coop of Sickness.net. How you doing, Coop?
I'm all right, man. How y'all doing this evening?
Man, we hanging in there. Hanging in there.
Right. I appreciate real y'all, man. You know, appreciate y'all, man. That playing that music and whatnot. That's what's up.
Oh yeah. I appreciate you sending the tracks. We got a couple more that we're gonna play. You know what I'm saying? But I really want to have you on because, you know, you and Sickness.net, you guys have been a cornerstone, really, in the gangster shit for decades now. You know what I'm saying? When no other sites was showing love, you guys were there. You know what I'm saying? Really, it was you guys, Murder Dog. You know, and there was a couple other publications, a few other sites here and there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I worked for a few of them. But nobody stayed around this long, you know what I'm saying, since you guys. And you guys are still here. You're still doing this. 2016. But let's go back. When did Sickness.net first start?
Okay, well, the history of Sickness.net, if anybody's been around, the first dawning of Sickness came about in 1996. The original owners of Sickness.net, Vamps, my guys Vamps and all them, they came up with a genius idea of making a website that strictly let's say, at that time, it was just strictly for Sacramento rap. So they called it 91sickness.com. It was 91sickness.com. This is like 96. This is during dial-up era. So, you know, people were still playing PlayStation. They wasn't even caring about, you know, the internet then, you know. So we were still in the hardware phase of studios and things like that, you know. So a lot of cats didn't know that. So this was still in the area when, you know, you rushed down to the liquor store grabbing a few of them AOL CDs, trying to hop online for free, you know. And at that time, 916 Sickness was so, I mean, it was, the site was small, but it was, the word was picking up because, you know, you had people like Brother Lynch, you had X-Rated, Bo coming up, you know, and this is was the site where you could go to follow these guys. You know, this is during the prime era when these guys are, you know, pretty much running the coast, you know, on the independent thing. So, yeah, you know, you would get on. I remember, you know, I would look at it. It's funny because I remember would be in the studio, and I would be in the studio during these early times, like, you know, 98, things like that. And my guys, Smig and iRockers, turned me on to it. And they used to be on it all the time. You just couldn't get on it because there'd be so many people on there. But I'd be like, you know, I ain't got no time for no internet. Let me go make a beat or something, you know. And now, 15 years later, I'm working for the company. It's crazy how things pan out.
See, that's what I'm talking about because, you know, like you said, the history of it, this was before, you know what I'm saying, there was anything, you know what I'm saying, all these big media sites, I'm not even going to name them.
What even social media and shit?
There's so many. Before there was a MySpace.
Before social media. See, that's the thing. Sickness was social media. You know, I'm leaving a lot of the story out, but you had, there was another website called Bay Area Rap Talk. If I was to, this was a website that was just like the 91 Sickness, which the Sickness only catered to Sacramento. Bay Area Rap Talk only catered to Bay Area, you know. So something ended up happening with the Bay Area Rap Talk where they ended up having to place the BART onto Sickness, onto the 91 Sickness just for a moment, you know what I mean? It was just supposed to be for a moment, so I guess they got things right or something like that. If I'm not mistaken, some stuff fell through the hole and it ended up staying there, you know. So that just made – it was too big. Those were two big entities already that came together, so that's what made it even bigger, you know. And then –
right.
So now you got the BART and you had the 91 Sickness together, which was two separate regions, so to speak. Now they come together. Now it's one. So both sites already was getting traffic. Now you got them all together. Now all the traffic's coming together, you know. And then come around – 2000, 2001, I guess the guys Vampson and his team, they got tired or something. I don't know. You know, maybe it was, you know, we get older. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys started out real young. They get older. They got families. You know, you about to turn a certain age. It's like, forget this rap. You know, I got to pay house mortgages and shit now, you know?
Yeah.
So they ended up putting it up for
turning to doing different shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, they ended up putting it up for sale and putting the word out and, you know, Big Bro, everybody knows, Demos, you know what I'm saying, the man, I call him the Big Fish, you know, but Big Bro, he took interest in it, you know, everybody put a little bug in his ear. He was already doing this thing, mind you, though, he had been in the streets and doing this little rap group thing, and it was already moving, had a little some production film going on and stuff like that. So he was moving, but so he took interest in it. I guess he figured that was the next tool that he needed to make his vision come a little bit bigger, and he purchased it, you know, for a little bit of nothing. And what we did was, being that we were stationed in San Diego at the time, and, you know, San Diego 619, was, you know, thought it would be appropriate to add what it didn't have, and that was the Southern California aspect to it, starting with San Diego. So
basically, y'all locking down the whole state damn near. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
from north to south.
Yeah. Because, you know, you had another website. We were trying to deal with everybody, and we was dealing with everybody. That was the main focus. But to get back to you guys' point about social media, you know, that was what made Sickness unique at the time, because there was no MySpace. There was no Facebook. There was no Black Planet or no Twitter or anything like that.
Right.
So, Cygnus and a few other forum sites were social networking. And the good thing about Cygnus, like, you could get on there any given time of the day and actually talk to E-40, a Sebo, a Brother Lynch, you know, a Tech N9ne,
mm-hmm.
you know, all at this time when they're in their prime coming up. So that's what made it unique, you know. And
wow. Shit. And ain't no telling how many connections y'all initiated by doing what y'all was doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, people got record deals off of Sickness.net, man. That's a fact. You know, some people got record deals in their early careers when Cygnus was in its early prime. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of rappers, that was the place where you would come to find them. You know, that was like the talent pool
mm-hmm.
for some shit at one point in time.
It was like a major league scout going to a minor league camp. You know what I'm saying?
Bingo,
you're seeing
exactly
all the fucking talent
exactly.
right there. Yeah, I mean, you guys were historical as far as, you know what I'm saying, breaking that door open online. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually the internet changed the game completely, and you guys were doing it before it really fully changed it. You know what I'm saying? Even magazines started, you know, online. Everything's online now. Everything.
Yeah.
You got
to
jump on the
I'm about to say, you can't even fill out a job application on paper no more.
Right.
You got to go online.
You can't even get a job application anymore. They automatically tell you to go to a website now. That's true.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy. But you guys were definitely ahead of your time. You know what I'm saying, innovative as hell. You know what I'm saying, and here you are in 2016. How do you explain the longevity? You know what I'm saying, because not many sites last that
passion.
Long.
Passion, yeah. That's all. That's all passion. I got, me personally, I mean, there's more of us, you know. I you might just see Coop. You just might be following me, but there's a lot of us here around, you know, and everybody do something different. But at one time, we were all together as one unit, you know, working as a unit. So, and we've seen mm-hmm. progress. You know, when you're dealing with, and for me, if you're doing or having a business or even a hobby and you're starting to see progress, why would you stop doing that?
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if you progress and you're going to want to, you're going to want to see where you cap out at or where you top off at. Like, if we're
exactly.
doing this now, just think of what we're going to do next year. That's kind of how we feel with what we're doing right now, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, some people might not get what we're doing, but for the ones that do, that's all it takes. All it takes is for a few people to get what you're doing to make you keep wanting to, all right, well, wait till you see what we come with next. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't seen.
Y'all
you know,
what,
you ain't
287? 287?
Yeah.
Hey, that's commitment.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's commitment.
At 25, I was like, fuck it, I'm done. I quit. I'm not doing another
yeah.
fucking episode. And then here we are, it's 287. You
I'm
know,
like, no,
I had a little bit of, you know, I just slipped and fell for a few minutes, but I had good people like Mac around me to say, you know what, man, fuck it, man, we got to keep going. We got to keep doing this shit. Let fans hitting us up, people that listen to the show, and I imagine you get a lot of that, too. You get people like, oh, man, the site's dope, man. I know the article you did when so-and-so was dope. The feedback, I mean, does that give you the drive to keep going as well?
Yeah, hey, man, let me explain something. That's a good question. A lot of people don't know. Like, Cygnus was running unmanned for, like, 3 years.
Wow.
No one. Like, I never logged on and updated the front page. The forums were just running. You know what I mean? This went on
mm-hmm.
for, like, 3 or 4 years. Like, nobody cared. Like, it was over. Like, we were done. You know? We were done. And then I'm getting all these emails, and my phone's still ringing at some times. And I'm like, man, you know, I think I started another job. Like, I went back to work. You know what I mean? Like, somebody. Like, it was like really back to regular life. I wasn't thinking about it. And then one day I just logged in just to see if it was still active, if I could still post news. And from there, I just been doing it, you know. And I'm like, this shit still has life, you know, even though we haven't been, it's been offline. We haven't been, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses and things like that. A lot of new people popped up and surpassed us, but that was because it was idle. But then once the engine started back up and it picked up like it never left off, you know. There's a lot of missing pieces that we have right now, and if I was to fulfill these pieces, I believe this engine to still be just as strong as it's ever been, you know, from the very beginning.
Yeah, because I always look at it like if you would have known certain things that you know now back when it was sitting dormant, fuck, you'd be,
right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, but you don't think about it till after the fact. You like,
right?
Man, I
right.
wasn't doing
and
shit.
And
I'm
gonna be honest
been...
with you. And, it, mm-hmm. and I'll be honest with you. Anybody who knows me, they know I'm. You know, I be on time, but sometimes I just be late moving. You know, I like a lot of people. You be hitting me like, oh, man, you late posting this, you late posting that. It's not that I'm late. I sit around and watch certain stuff and just see who, if any other side is paying attention to it. You know,
right?
And then
because exactly.
my thing is, I hate going to. You know, I hate going to websites, and you go to the first four websites, and they got all the same content.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They contact
you know,
each other.
What me and Prez call them, the TCs, the trend chasers. You know what I'm saying? They just chasing the trend or whoever, you know. And you probably looking at it like, man, I don't want to be people looking at us like we only doing this because they doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, news is news, but when you trend chasing, it's not newsworthy no more. You know what I'm saying?
I've never considered myself a blogger, but that's what everybody says I am. But I never really used to write anything, but now I do. Now I do. I do a lot of writing, but I don't want to be that guy that's got to scroll Instagram and Twitter all damn fucking day for a story.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Right.
Yeah, I feel you on that. That's why I left writing, you know what I'm saying, the magazine shit alone for a while, because it got to the point where we were only covering, you know what I'm saying, certain groups of people, you know what I'm saying, whether it be the juggalos or the technicians, but it was over and over and over again, you know what I'm saying. I didn't care that they were in the magazine.
Right.
Repetition. You know what I'm saying? I had to get away and do my own thing, man. I want to be able to have you on one show, a bodyguard on another show, then a producer,
mm-hmm.
then an author. You know what I mean? I want to jump around a little bit and have that freedom. Sometimes you don't have that freedom when you're working for someone else, but when you're doing your own shit, you got the freedom to do what you want, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's the cool thing about it. You know,
right?
But let's go on this another track. You sent me a bunch of music here, man. We got some dope music. This one here, you know what I'm saying? Tell everybody about this Loke the Black Topper. What's this one?
Ah, man, this is Loke the Black Topper, man. This is my blood cousin. This is my relative. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
you know, I play like, you know, I'm his manager or something. But we've been rocking, you know. Since family, but you know, on the rap stuff, it's been a cool minute. You know, he's been building a little local buzz, and he's from Fresno, California, first and foremost. But he's in Texas right now, Dallas, Texas, and you know, he's been building the buzz. He got it started in San Diego, though. That's where he broke the ice. That he came to San Diego with me, put out a project, got to know the familiar faces out here, worked with a lot of the guys who were coming up. Came out like as if he was a San Diego artist, sort of, but you know, represented Fresno. And from there, he's here with this song Ruger. His next project is with my boy Jay Love. You guys might be familiar with him. He did a song with Spider Loke that was real big way back when.
I think I remember Crippin' too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Jay Love. And so this is the group. We working on the group album, man. Loke the Black Topper and Jay Love out of Fresno, California. Matthew Marr present song. Called Ruger, and it's featuring my San Diego partner, Boss Man Hall, man.
Right
don't
here, Murder Master Music Show.
Goop.
Exclusively here, right here on Murder Master, you feel me? Indeed.
Yeah, man, I'm checking in, man. Black man, you know what I'm saying? Prisoner 17. It's the boy, my nigga, look. I got indicted. I went to court. Niggas talking to me. I
hit my city and I'm moving, nigga. Politicking with some shooters, nigga. I keep a bang in my backside.
Yeah.
I swear I change it the same and I backslide. do my thorough by my lonely like I do my time. Rockin' verses by my lonely like I do my grind. Used to be a local nigga, now nationwide. I ain't cocky, but I'm simple when it come to pride. The cocky niggas get it when them niggas slide. When they looking at a banker from the other side. When niggas pull up, put it on your mind. When niggas pull up, this blood slide. Still riding with them rovers, huh? Hit the city politicking with them shooters, bruh. What them niggas talking about, what they do to us? Where them niggas at? We'll pull up. Still riding with them rovers, huh? Hit the city politicking with them shooters, bruh. What them niggas talking about, what they do to us? Where them niggas at? We'll pull up.
I'll bang you to Lee Dang Dang, then eek him out, ski dip to you.
I think he got a gun on him, it's fat with a drum on it.
Playing with you niggas, never been part of the regiment. The Ruger to a letterman, they just more than the Jeffersons. Bang on him, it's only right for niggas to pull that bang on him. You fucking with them switch niggas, I don't like them bitch niggas. I don't freeze up, I think it's liquor in my bloodline. It's not a movie, these Nick Cannons got drumline. Been with the issue before your ass thought it was a problem. Ran up on this hog, now your ass got problems. Playing with them suckers, use a buster for just fucking with them. When I slide through, you can participate in ducking with them. No respect came when I tried to keep it bully. You know I had to pull up, slide through and bounce out. We got the right niggas, but they got the wrong body count. Ain't that about a bitch? Ha ha.
Still riding with them rovers, huh? Hit the city politicking with them shooters, bruh. What them niggas talking about, what they do to us? What them niggas at? We'll pull up. Still riding with them rovers, huh? Hit the city politicking with them shooters, bruh. What them niggas talking about, what they do to us? What them niggas at? We'll pull up.
Hound dogs on my trail. School children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day is gonna be my last.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. More good music.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? It's in the underground. You're not going to find it in the lame stream. You know what I'm saying? It was Loke the Black Topper, Ruger's.
Right. I just love that gangster shit no matter what. That's just, I'm about to say, that's my personal preference. If somebody say, like, out of all the hip-hop music, because I like all of it, except for the majority of this new bullshit. But like, when they say, well, you like the conscious shit, you like, you know, because Kumo D was my first rapping and shit, but the gangster shit is the shit to me, man. Like, motherfuckers that speaking that hard shit, show motherfucking head, get out of line, but I ain't disrespecting, I just do my shit. So, shouts out to dude on that song right there, man. That shit go in. I'm bumping
right
that.
On, man. Right on.
That hard shit, man. That's what the gang lacking, these hard motherfuckers. Like, all the hard dudes in the lame stream wearing dresses. They, you know, they wearing skirts and shit. They putting lipstick on, fingernail polish. They doing the most disgusting shit, but they supposed to be the hard motherfucker.
Right.
Where the masculinity
right.
at in the hip hop game, man? Where the bullies
right.
at? You know what I'm saying? Like, where the guys that standing up for the guys that can't be stood up for? You know, I'm not seeing it. You know what I'm saying? I always felt like the hip hop guys look out for the guys that get shitted on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey man, Justin, I don't know how old y'all is. I have to cut you off, but I know my era. You could have not walked around doing no shit like that.
We from the same era.
Cats would have went upside your head. You feel me? They would have went upside your head. Nah, they wouldn't, because it wasn't no internet to run to. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't no camera phones to pull out. It was none of that. You was gonna catch an old fashioned ass whooping.
You was getting exactly. Even the dudes we grew up with that was on Funboy type shit. they still conducted themselves like dudes. They kept that shit to themselves, and everybody always speculate. It was all speculation back then. Nowadays,
it's
no speculation.
It's none of our
no speculation.
It's none of our kids' business. Our kids don't need to be seeing that shit in the street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing is a
fuck
mystery
all that
no
shit.
More. You
the
exactly.
Is
there
a
you
mystery.
Go.
Yep.
Nothing is a fucking mystery. It ain't no thinking, and a person can make their own assumption.
nowadays it's just right here in your face, and they're telling you if you don't like this and you speak against it, then you a hater or you a bully or you a
– You know what? That's the biggest thing I hate about – I'm so glad you brought that up, man. But anybody listening, man, y'all got to stop calling everybody a hater. If you ask me, do you like this song, and I tell you, nah, I'm not feeling it, I'm not a hater. You asked me for my opinion. Last time I checked, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm entitled to my fucking opinion. Like, you know, so let me have my –
Yeah, they probably be like, man, they probably be like, Coop hating. Coop hating, man, because he don't like this song. No, motherfucker, that shit is garbage, man. Period.
I come from talent shows where you would get booed off stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they would boo you off the stage. I love this. It's a lot of emotional artists right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of emotional artists. We really emotional. We just can't take it. It's like we never heard no. I thought you've been getting told no since you was wearing diapers.
Mm-hmm. But
It's crazy. It's a whole new era, you know what I'm saying? I mean, people got to stay in their own lane. That's the problem. Back in the day, we stayed in our own lanes. We did our own things, but everybody's jumping in and out of this mix and that mix. You know what I'm saying? One day you're a super hard street motherfucker, then the next day you're wearing some kind of women's belt buckle or some sissy shoes. It's like, what the fuck are you? You know what I'm saying?
Either come out the closet all the way
or get the fuck back in there. You know, and that's the problem. A lot of flaws
about that movement, though. If you know, not to cut you off, but hey, if it's the youth and they having fun, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? They ain't shooting nobody. They ain't out here going to jail. All the shit. I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying?
Having
fun, young man. You know what I'm saying? That one time we was wearing flat tops with dying polka dots. You know, that's what rap was at one time.
You know what I'm saying? I remember that shit.
And you gotta kind of look at rap right now as how that era. You know, that's how because at first I used to be upset about the skinny jeans and all of that shit. But now I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, this is just polka dot. This cross colors. This is the cross color era right now. All over.
Yeah, but how did it get to be so gay with it, though? Like, I, if they was wearing just wild colors, man, I wouldn't be tripping. You know, we was wearing wild colors in different styles, and your pants turned on backwards, crisscross. You know, motherfuckers was trying to do dumb. Like, I never thought that shit was cool, but I like crisscross music when they first came out because they was fucking the same age as me. So it's like, fuck, if they doing it, we can do this shit, but I'm not finna turn my pants fucking backwards. Like, fuck that. Like, maybe we can do something different. Maybe we can wear one color, the same shoe, but two different colors or something. Like, maybe we can flip it like that or something. You know what I'm saying? But these motherfuckers, everything it seems now is the shock value. Like, the more and more they can do to make you say, well, he gay, but he clearly probably ain't gay. Look at all the fine-ass women with him. They competing with their girlfriends and what the fuck they wearing. Like, what the fuck is that shit? And these dudes taking selfie pictures. It's a whole bunch of shit, man. Like, I don't understand where that shit came from. Ain't nobody telling them stop. Somebody needs to say stop, stop, stop that. It ain't
shit,
no more stop.
If you tell them to stop, you hate me.
Yeah, you a hater.
You're a hater.
Yep, you a hater.
Yep.
They'll block you off Facebook and all that shit.
You
know what I'm saying?
You can't even tell your kids to do it right now. They looking at you all weird. Like, what you mean? Because it's acceptable. Ain't nothing private no more.
Yeah, you're right. There is no privacy.
You ain't lying.
Everybody wants to know everything about everybody's shit. And, you know, and the people, the species, we put our
shit out there. No, it ain't. Listen, I'm sorry, but while I'm on it, there isn't even a rush for everybody to know people's shit. It's a rush for people to go tell people their shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was about to say,
I've never seen it. In my whole life, I'm about to be 38 in 2 weeks, and it's like, it's more dudes running around here gossiping like bitches than the females do. It's like all the females want to be hard. They the ones out here fighting and standing up to the police and doing all this dumb shit, and the dudes acting like the females. They talking, pillow talking, gossiping on niggas, acting like they cool with motherfuckers, and they really don't like, what kind of whole ass shit is that? What happened to, I don't fuck with that dude, I don't fuck with him.
I don't want to see no harm to them, but I just not, I'm not fucking with you, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do their thing, we do our thing. And ain't no nobility, especially in the rap game. No nobility in the rap game no more. Now they want to say Drake want to battle Eminem or some shit like that. The fuck out of here, man. Like,
I
say they're going to make some songs together.
He's going to come out, you know what I mean? Or the new fucking JT Money or whatever. I don't give a shit about these lamestream guys. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we got some more music. Go and play this last track you sent me, then we're going to come back and close out this dope interview, man. This one here, Shake the Mayor, crazy. Tell everybody about this one, Coop.
Man, this is another relative of mine, you know. Players on California, Shake the Mayor. He come up under the umbrella of Planet Asia and all that stuff. They have a big movement going on since the early 90s, man. He about to drop his new album, Are You Helping or Hating? Real conscious brother, man. Real good songwriter. He's been in the airwaves for a long time. And new album coming in September, man. Are you helping or hating? And this new song, one of the new songs off the album, exclusively right here on Murder Music. You feel me? Crazy. Check it out.
Yeah, it is.
Don't go
Murder Master Music
right
Show.
Back with Coop
and
Sickness.net. Make sure you check
net.
Out the site. We'll be right back.
You were saying
right
something
back.
About
714-409-054.
What's that? Oh, you were finished. Oh, allow me to retort.
I don't know what to do.
Hate is
That's what the hell I'm talking about, man. That's,
right, I'm about to say that beat banging like a motherfucker too. Boom, boom, boom.
But what
boom,
was you telling
boom,
me, Mac, in the Facebook? You was telling me that's that what?
That's that mob shit, man.
Yeah, yeah, that motherfucking,
you know,
mob
saying?
Shit.
Boom, 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 boom. I can hear that shit just knocking. Boom, boom, boom.
Is it 415, 212, and 215?
You know
that one right here, man. Yeah.
I know that motherfucking knock. I can tell.
Oh. You said that's 215
year old? Man, I appreciate y'all, man. I really do, man. That's dope right there, man. I appreciate y'all.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
For real, man.
We
appreciate you too, man. We appreciate y'all at Sickness.net, man. Like I was telling prayers earlier, man. I was like, you know, I started off in this journalism thing just by chance, you know, like being a fan of this shit and calling in and supporting, and then prayers put me on, you know what I'm saying? And like, I remember one of the first interviews I really got on my own, and prayers let me do this shit with the Mr. Servo, man. Like, y'all was the first ones to share that with the world and actually put my name on it, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, damn, man, like, motherfucker can really do this, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's people from across the country taking note of some of the things that we did, you know what I'm saying? And I'm always salute motherfuckers that salute us too, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's
real
up,
talk.
Man. Salute.
Real
shit. Yeah, man. That's my passion. You know what I'm saying? I gotta mess with the. You know, I'm trying to mess with these dudes before they bubble. You know what I'm saying? Before they bubble, on their way to the bubble. That's them, the guys I'm trying to mess with. I, you know, not knocking the guys that's already successful and doing their thing, but I don't want to talk to your manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I want to talk
I hate
to you.
That shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love being able to just reach out to various artists and just, like you said, have a conversation with them rather than, you know what I'm saying, like you said, get transferred to their publicist or their manager. I've had that happen. Like, we've had guys on the show several times, and then big things happen in their career, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, here's my manager. Reach out to him.
Right. You didn't smoke blunts in some people's house, and they good enough to answer your DM, but then tell you to talk to my manager. And what the fuck did you answer the DM for?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I see you seen the shit. You said you responded, like, and then I know how people get spammed all the time too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even accepting people telling me later on that they thought, when I was hitting them up, it was spam. You know who the fuck who he is, and we ain't even big time. We ain't even high side. But if you be on YouTube, because I be on YouTube all the time, I hit all the little things up. So if you listen to Vlad and them, I guarantee you our shit pop up too, because them type of motherfuckers sometimes take from what everybody else do, or they shit link to what other people already doing. So don't say you don't know who the fuck we is, and don't try to hit motherfuckers up later on down the line like, oh, man, I didn't even know. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, support this shit for real, man. Motherfuckers like Sickness and them. Like you said, y'all been doing it for years, even when y'all was dormant. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people wasn't even fucking with the site, y'all wasn't even fucking with it. It's still there.
What?
You
know
what I'm saying? So, you know, we try to do it for the motherfuckers that don't get a chance to go on the lamestream site.
Can I just say, man, look. This is how I feel about it. This is the conversations I have behind closed doors. But how many website bloggers really fucking with you? Fucking with any and everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you got to be already moving and grooving for somebody to pull up on you. And then when they pull up on you, I mean, are they doing it for free or what?
Right.
Or what? I mean, you probably can't even pull a rapper up that I've been charged for to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Most of my shit, it's just generous. But, you know, if you're doing something on the site, I got to do what I got to do for the site to keep the site running. You know what I mean? But other than that, I ain't never solicited nobody or none of that. That ain't never been Sickness. You know what I mean? We running and operating our other campaign, our own campaign. But I'd be mad. I'm like, I got all these rappers in the city where I'm at, and they ain't giving me the exclusive. I'm kind of taking it personal.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I feel you though. Yeah. I feel you on that shit though. Especially when y'all putting on for not only your city but for other motherfuckers from outside your region. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, not only does it help us get bigger, that helps build a bigger vehicle for you to get bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I look at it. It's a vehicle that's already built. Contribute to that. I'm not asking nobody for nothing. You know what I'm saying? This.
Exactly.
For a simple email. You know what I mean? Send me a simple email.
That's right. Why not tell your fans that you're going to be on sickness.net? Why not
share with
you know what I'm saying? Like,
why the fuck it's always got to be like,
yeah.
Stop pissing niggas that's not going to fuck with you until you, you know what I'm saying,
exactly.
That they charging you like $1,000 or something. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's just how
I feel about it,
you know.
I used to have a press section. Well, we still got it up there, but it used to be different. And we would say featured on sickness.net. We'd have all the articles that you guys featured us on. And then I'll put also featured on these lamestream sites. And I'd have Vlad and all these motherfuckers.
But that's,
you know what
good,
I'm saying?
But though.
I'd
but
have
that's
you guys
good.
Up
that's
there
good.
At the top because you guys, you know what I'm saying, represented
yeah.
what we represent. You guys, you know what I'm saying,
exactly.
like the round table we did with Rap-A-Lot. You saw what the fuck we were trying to do with that. You got the bigger picture of it. Like you said earlier, the love for the shit. You know what I'm saying? At the end
mm-hmm.
of the day, if you don't have love for this shit, man, you're going to get sick of it real quick, and you're going to say, you know what,
yeah.
I'm done. Because Lord knows if
the
I
only,
have love
the only
for
way
the
you,
shit,
the
I
only way
been
you
been
ain't,
20
it,
years ago.
The only way you can do it, I'm about to say prayers, the only way you can do it without the love is if you're making the money, because there's a lot of motherfuckers that's making money that don't really love the shit. They're just making the money. So
for a
motherfucker that's hopping in it, if you're not making no fucking money, you better love it, because you're not going to do this shit, and you fucking it up for the motherfuckers that love it and really out here trying to present some shit to motherfuckers. Like, it don't always have to be a grimy story for everybody to tune into it. People should know who Arrested Development is. They should know who the X-Clan is. They should know who Spice One is.
My
they
God.
Should know who Pooh Man is.
The
they should know,
X-Men,
you know what I'm saying?
That.
Like, they should know who
yeah.
MC Breed is. They should know DJ Quick. If you're talking about you love hip-hop, you should know all of this shit, and you shouldn't only
yeah.
hear it, you know, from certain entities telling you it, especially if you're a format like us or Sickness, where they saying it for themselves. Like, Prez asking them questions about stuff he read in a book years ago. Anybody could have asked these questions, but you know what, Prayers? They didn't ask these questions. We asked the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? And that's where it come from. It come from you reading that and saying, if I ever get a chance to talk to this dude, I'm going to ask him about that. It's just like if you go buy an album, everybody know what, but who know what number 3 is? Who know what number 4 is? Them the best songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, the songs that ain't the singles is usually what make the album.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah.
it's, I look at these interviews the same way. So what? This show didn't go viral. Like, we got shows that should have went we had the Shoestring from the Dayton family talking about how the water in fucking Flint is still poison. Should have went viral. You know how I know it should have went viral? Because
why this shit is crazy. Why does it the interviews that should be the most useful always be the least? And don't nobody see, that's what I hate about being an interviewer. I get a lot of phone calls and cats talk about, oh man, you keep the bullshit going, you da 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 da. No, them the only interviews you motherfuckers check into. The bullshit.
That's it. Yeah. That's all they check into.
That's
you know
why
saying?
You only
but,
know about the bullshit that's going on. When we doing some shit, some positive shit, you don't even comment on that shit because you ain't checking for it because you looking for the bullshit. No, leave
right.
that out. That's what they're coming
shit,
for.
Yeah.
Like on the real Shoestring
yeah.
talking
yeah.
about
so,
the dirty water
so who
in Flint,
really
Michigan.
Up the bullshit?
When Rasheed Wallace do it, they talk about it. Everybody go viral. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Rasheed Wallace that don't even
hold
play
on,
in
hold
the
on,
NBA,
hold
you
on
know,
1 second. Just give me 1 second.
Right
no,
on
for sure.
Hey, but Prez, you see what I'm saying? Like, Shoestring's on our show telling everybody about the water crisis, but then I look on Facebook trending and Rasheed Wallace donating water to Flint, Michigan. Why they
that's
not
crazy.
Showing him pulling up with Shoestring or something like that? You know what I'm saying? Because they,
man,
them dudes is from that city.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't take nothing
we
away
covered,
from Rasheed Wallace
that.
Either. Because
we covered
yeah.
that. We put that on the site. We definitely posted that on the site. You know, Shoestring and them doing their thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They still got dirty water out there, man. They still
and
got
ain't nobody
dirty
talking
water
about it right now. Nobody. And then something else. It's dirty water building up out here in some of those towns out here in California. Ain't nobody talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Alabama, several states. I mean, several states. This shit's really fucked up, man. But I'll tell you what. I want to shout out the homie Miguel over there in San Diego. Man, me and him are trying to put together a San Diego roundtable. You know what I'm saying? Get some of the vets, some of the up and coming guys to come together. And of course, yourself.
That's dope. That's needed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's needed, and that's dope. Yeah.
In the future, next month or two, if we can make that happen, that'd be great. But I want to salute you, Coop, and Sickness.net. Keep doing what you guys are doing because you're definitely needed. You know what I'm saying? And you guys are the, you know what I'm saying? You guys are the last of that fucking, you know what I'm saying, like 4080, Murder Dog, Explosive.
They the, they the
sanctuary era. The last remaining sanctuary for gangster rap.
The last Mohegan. They like the OGs of this shit. Like, y'all was there before
last
a lot of these
Mohegans.
We're not going nowhere. I'm going to keep jabbing at these young dudes because they be jabbing at me, man. They've been jabbing. You know, I'm going to jab back.
Stop being a hater. That's what they're going to say. Stop being a hater. You're a hater, Coop.
Yeah, don't
Coop
say hater.
Again. Well, fuck it. We're going to keep on hating. I don't even give a fuck. I am hating. If they keep saying that shit, so what? I can't. So what? I'm hating. Yeah, I hate that shit. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. That's what we need to tell them.
Fuck out of here.
But
and I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all keep rocking, man. I hope y'all make it to 500 real soon, man. Real shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
hey, man, when we do, man, hopefully you can join us in the roundtable. You know, everybody knows, go to sickness.net. I imagine all your social media links are up there. You know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself, Coop. Thanks for coming on the show tonight. Much appreciation,
right,
bro.
Thanks for having me.
287.
Mm-hmm.
287.
Yeah, we're out of here, man. Remember, everybody, go to, well, of course, go to ugsforlife.com, but also go to sickness.net. And make sure tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, same time, check out Underground Saturday Night, episode 11 with Mac J and Velvet Rose. And we're out of here. We'll see you guys Tuesday. We got Precise from Big Boy Records, you know what I'm saying? He produced Mystical, produced Fiend, you know what I'm saying? Big Boy Records was really in the mid-2000s. They was really the first...
Did they have
Soldier
Slim
jumping.
Too?
They might have had Soldier Slim, if I'm not mistaken. Magnolia Slim, I believe he was called at the time.
Yeah.
They was the first to put out a lot of shit. And, you know, there was that beef between Cash Money and Mystical, drag him through the river. And, you know what I'm saying? There was a whole... they were huge. They were huge. And of course, they had to deal with Jive. They went gold. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have him on the show. It's going to be a big show.
The man writes here and all them songs. So all you motherfuckers are thinking about Mystical, the man writes here and all the classic shit from the before he got with. Just think Mystical before No Limit if you're a Mystical fan. Pretty much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was real dope when he first started out. Guy was a legend, you know what I'm saying? And he went through a lot of hardships. He lost his sister, you know what I'm saying? A lot of New Orleans rappers went through a lot of fucked up shit.
They whole city, man, like a lot of motherfuckers from down there, you know what I'm saying? They just a portrait of where they from, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you can see they stars going through some things, just think about the regular, ordinary people, what they going through.
A lot of them
motherfuckers, they had the hurricanes and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so shouts out to the motherfuckers in New Orleans, man.
We're going to
check y'all out.
And everybody that does post our shows and puts our links back to our site or to the, I went to Yahoo and they linked back to the website, or one of them linked back to the website, you know what I'm saying? I was like, that's dope. I mean, like, if Yahoo...
Hey, Prez,
before
we get off of here, man, I just want to congratulate you, you know what I'm saying? Like, we both sat in on the interview
you
or whatever,
too,
but... for real, man, like, both our voices get heard, too, and all that shit, but for real, man, like, because you got the knowledge and the know-how and the gumption to say, hey, I interviewed this dude a while back, man, and he's still relevant, too, man. Why people shouldn't hear what he got going on? Let's bring him back on. See, that's the beauty of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, everybody probably want to do an interview with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, he probably didn't do it. I know
that,
at least he done at least a couple of them.
Huge compliment, man.
But,
I was just.
And shout out to Naz
on
that shit.
I was going through the portfolio. I saw the interview I did with him. And like I said, the same headlines were there. Source Awards and the Hawaii incident. I thought, let me find this dude. I found him on Facebook, and I've been chopping it up with him and got him to come on the show. And in Vibe.
Yep. And it was a good show, too.
I could be a hater, like they say. The people at Vibe reached out to me, and they didn't even cover the story yet. And they're like, hey, is there any way I can get a hold of Big Naz? Well, I'm not. If I were to cock block that shit, then what would I be doing to Big Naz? That's a homie
right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I immediately gave the guy's email to Naz, and I told Naz, make sure that they mention the Murder Master Music Show. I said the same thing to the guy at Vibe. First thing you see in that fucking article is the Murder Master Music Show with a link back to our video. So, I mean,
exactly.
At the end of the day, hey, yo, I got to shout out Vibe, you know what I'm saying, for doing that. You know, I got to shout out Naz. Naz says any of the interviews he does, he's going to shout us out. And, you know, and Vibe was the only place that said originally broke on the Murder Master Music Show. So, I mean, shout out. Shout out to all you motherfuckers. Well, first and foremost, before I even go there, you know where I'm going. Before I even go there, I want to shout out our real supporters. I want to shout out the people, the real UGS members. You know what I'm saying? You know who you are. I don't need to name any names. And on the other side, I don't need to name any names either to you in the closet motherfuckers that have been lurking in the shadows. Finally saw an opportunity to open the closet door. We're probably going to get dissed again. There's probably going to be another diss record by somebody. I don't know by who. Maybe by multiple people. Who the fuck knows? But then again, we've been getting a lot of fake congratulations, too. A lot of fake love from people who done some shiesty-ass shit to us or who just dipped with no explanation at all or whatever. It's like, where the fuck have you been? Now all of a sudden you're hitting the inbox. It's not just me getting hit up. It's you. People are hitting scratch
Danny,
up. I imagine
all these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Stuff out of everywhere, man.
It's cool.
You know what I'm saying?
The motherfuckers that know that they on good terms with a motherfucker. Because I don't have bad terms with nobody. So I don't want people to just think that we always got, because I don't have no haters. People didn't call me a hater.
I got plenty of haters, unfortunately.
I don't really got no haters, man. Don't nobody even be hating on me because I don't be fucking with these motherfuckers anyway. So if they hating, I don't see that shit. I don't see none of that shit. You know, because a lot of people have hit me up telling me, man, that's y'all, man. Like, and yeah, right on, man. I'm glad you get to tell somebody you know somebody that know somebody that know somebody that know somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because we do this for the motherfuckers that's going to, for real, Prez, we do it for the motherfuckers that's going to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? For the motherfuckers like Brandon and shit. You know what I'm saying? For the motherfuckers
Brandon,
that was like me, like tuning in, like, man, shit, this shit is dope.
KB and, shout out to Vadio Entertainment, Sin, Waco. Waco, your motherfucking grill needs to come out, man. That thing was killing me today. Waco posted a picture of his fucking grill. You know what I'm saying? Had
right, Abraham Lincoln
like
looking motherfucker.
One Eye Willie had on the fucking Goonies. He'd pop that shit out and give it back to One Eye Willie. But, you know, see, yeah, the supporters, man, there's a whole slew of people. Like I said earlier, the homie
man.
Miguel.
Tyson.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace,
man.
Three Games of Crow. Don Cyclone, huge supporter. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people, you know, Scratch. If any of you motherfuckers need art, Scratch is the guy to go to. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Jack Boy D. Payne. Shout out to the homeboy Big Zach. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there, man, that are actually doing right by us, man, and being supportive.
Right.
I can't thank y'all.
Hey, I got a new slogan for Scratch. If you're itching for some new graphics, just call Scratch.
Hey, that sounds like, remember
I'm high as a motherfucker,
movie, but hey, splash a little bit on your face and you have some class.
I'm fucking paid by the motherfucker, Prez. I'm out my mind right now, man. Scratch, what's up, man?
Scred, hey, he's a beast, man. He can't be fucked with, man. I'm telling you what, we have classic designs, you know what I'm saying? Classic designs that are timeless, and they're always going to be timeless.
And we don't even know what he we really don't know what Scratch capable of either. We just say shit, but you know he got some shit he ain't showed us. All artists save their best shit anyway. I don't give a fuck what
they say. I mean, if you want your kid walking through downtown Manhattan like Godzilla, you can make it happen. If you want your kid looking like a zombie, you can make it happen. Or if you want a dope-ass album cover or a logo, anything. The guy's a beast on just about anything. So make sure, you know what I'm saying, you go to ugsforlife.com, hit up the graphics button, hit up the production button, and get at Skinny, because Skinny's one of the dopest producers out there.
Right.
And he's worked. He's already got some beats coming. He's got the new Skinny Man on the Ranch show. He's already got one episode done that's coming real soon. He's got some stuff. Him and Scratch are working on a whole fucking project together, which Scratch and was talking about that earlier in the week. Shit, man. And salute to you, Mac, man. I mean, you've been grinding real hard. You called in on episode 2. Here we are, 287.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Man, 285 episodes later.
Yeah.
I was like a leech.
Yeah.
I just crept up through the ground, and I latched on. I've been sucking y'all blood for like 4 years now almost.
Hey, you know what you've done, though, man? You've developed into your own journalist. You became a journalist, you know, to ask the right questions at the right time. And a lot of people can't do this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'll admit that I'm even out of my element live on the radio. I don't have the natural gift to be a DJ. My thing was always, you know, behind the scenes, doing it and then typing it out in the magazine. So you got that natural gift that a lot of cats don't got. So, man, shout out to you, Mac.
Right. And then you can check us out on Saturday nights, too, man. Yeah, I'm about to say, because we're getting better with that. Starting off kind of slow right now, but we're gonna get it popping, man. They need to check out Underground Saturday Nights, man. I want people to check it out. I want y'all to call in. Don't be afraid to call in. Like, if you just want to call in and just listen for a minute, I might bring you in for 1 second and pull you right back out. But you can be a part of this show. This show really is for motherfuckers to interact and fun for a couple hours before y'all go out. You know what I'm saying? Before you go out, man, you might club. Call me up. Let us know about it. Check out the news that Velvet talking about. You might get a good laugh in for about 30, 40 minutes before you go. You know what I'm saying? We ain't taking too much of their time, Prez. And if you want to hear some music for a little while, shit, I might spend some music if I ain't doing shit else. Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean,
Prez got hella shit. You just added more. I was just about to say, tonight you just added more songs to what I could possibly play by having Coop on. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for you motherfuckers that probably can't really afford to get on the Murder Master Music Show, but if you got a hot song, Prez might not be able to, or you ain't got the time to on the Murder Master Music Show. Send us the music. If you got some tight music, why not get your shit played? Because every Saturday, you might have your song on the radio more than the motherfuckers that's on the radio.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Mac J at UGSforLife.com.
So people where they can hear your shit.
UGSforLife.com. Hit us up, man. Send us your music. And also send
Hit
us your promotional material for radio giveaways. You know,
exactly.
Send us T-shirts, hats, CDs. You know what I'm saying? Get at us. Again, Prez at UGSforLife.com. Mac J at UGSforLife.com. You know, we definitely we have the outlet. We have the platform. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to our guests tonight. You know what I'm saying? Coop. Make sure you go and check out sickness.net. We again, that's another example. We're not those greedy, selfish fucks. We're having another media outlet on the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? We interviewed, like I said, other media outlets, other journalists, authors.
Right. I tried to get remember, Prez, I tried to get you to get Vlad on. I said, let's interview Vlad.
I have Vlad on the show, but we got if we do an ad, we got to use his yearbook picture. We got to have that Valky look, you know what I'm saying? We'll have the lettering, like 1980s lettering, you know what I'm saying? And we'll put like a Perfect Strangers lettering.
We add y'all to the archive, man, you know what I'm saying? Because some of these dudes, Prez, do video blogs and shit, like,
I'm not doing
I got respect for them, man.
Now. says, "Yeah, but he says I'm not doing interviews right now." What the fuck does that mean? That means you can't get on the phone and talk for a few minutes. I'm not doing interviews right now. Pick up
like
the phone.
Like, friends, it's some dude on YouTube that do the truth behind. He claims to know the truth behind all the beefs, and he's pretty popular on
yeah.
YouTube. His name
is the prophet
Chicago.
Of all the beefs.
Yeah, like he from Chicago, and he got some insider scoops. You know what I'm saying? Like, he know a few people that know a few people that know a few people or whatever. But that don't mean you know everybody. But right after this show broke with Big Nas, now he got his newest video is the real truth behind Eminem and Suge Knight. And I'm like, this motherfucker here. He didn't credit. Now, his whole video is based off of the interview that broke, but not one time did he mention why he even doing it. He only doing it because it's trending. Like you said, some of these people got time to just sit around all day and see what's happening, and they're going to do their research on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, this is what everybody looking at. So I'm finna research. I'm finna dig up everything I can, and then I'm gonna put my video out. And yet and still, motherfucker, if you play one sound bite where you can hear me and Prez breathing, or you know our background sounds and all that, you better credit where the fuck you got it from. Period.
Real shit, man.
Period.
It's real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I used to say not to fuck with the comments on Facebook. But I'm on. People don't realize if you look at a lot of these videos, I may not be on that one. I comment on so many of these fucking videos. You know what I'm saying?
You got to at least put one on every one. That's what I've been doing, Prez. I put at least one comment on every one I disagree with. I don't respond back to the people that's commenting. But if the video ain't right, I'm commenting directly to them because you know who's running the page, reading them.
Yeah, and I've had instances where people. I had instances where people would right away put up a link of ours in the thing, and if you do it properly, I got no problem. Like, I've had people hit me up and, hey, could I post this? Sure, as long as you include this, and that, no problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some of these people, they just don't know what they're doing. You got to remember a lot of
be professional. Be professional with your shit.
They're very unprofessional. They're like TMZ. They're renegade journalists. They're out to get the dirt, and they're out to steal it from. Like you said, they got the press wires coming into them as soon as they go out. So they're getting the stories right away, and they're picking and choosing what they're going to pounce on and steal. That's what all these media companies do. They do it to each other. That's why I can't stress this enough. I'm proud of the fact that any news that comes out of our fucking outlet came from us. You know, I wanted
it
to
came
shout
from
out
us. Look,
I
hey,
Prez, shout out the homie.
How many times have me and you sat back and talked like, let's do an interview with such and such because such and such did it? Never. Not one fucking time have me and you ever sat back and said, let's do an interview because somebody else did it. We go for the motherfuckers that we can get and who we thinking about. And who we,
well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, some
precise on an interview, you know what I'm saying? When did the lamestream ever show love to the homie Coop? You know what I'm saying? And interview
right.
Sickness on that. Their legacy. They're a steeple in West Coast music and gangster rap, period. They're a steeple in that shit. Just like Sergio is with the legacy of Ruthless, because for a decade,
exactly.
when Tamika wasn't running Ruthless right and wasn't having the website up and popping, the only Eazy-E news you could get was from fucking EazyECPT.com, ran by Sergio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So people need to be interviewing them dudes. That I take pride in that fact, too. Y'all motherfuckers need to be talking
right.
to us, too. We got a lot to say. We got a lot to fucking
exactly.
say. But with that being said,
we'll get them. We'll kill them slowly but surely. This two-way double murder edition, the double murder of the motherfucking murder master music. And what better way to do it is pay homage to a motherfucker that paid homage to us, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Coop Sickness and to you, Prez. You know what I'm saying? On the real.
And yourself.
And I'm fake
yourself
like a motherfucker.
Too. You know what I'm saying? We can't. You know what I'm saying? We can't forget Jeopardy Justin. You know what I'm saying? J Mac, Mac J.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? The one and only. You know what I'm saying? We're doing what we're doing. And shout out to our supporters And other than that, make sure tomorrow, 9 p.m. Central, Underground Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sunday, we're going to do a Church of Reality, 9 p.m. Central. And then Tuesday, we got Leroy Precise Edwards, you know what I'm saying, producer, co-CEO of Big Boy Records. You know what I'm saying? He's done shit with the Ghetto Twins, with fucking Mystical, Fiend, Soldier Slim, you name it. Partners in Crime. I mean, the guy's a legend in New Orleans music, period. You know what I'm saying? He belongs in the same league as the KLCs and, you know what I'm
right.
saying, cats like that. So,
Matty
so look
Fresh
out for him.
All them.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. He's right there with them, man. Right there with them. Matter of fact, he was popping before a lot of them were. You know what I'm saying? He had a gold plaque in 95, really, before Matty Fresh and them was really popping like that. So definitely shout out to him. We'll see him Tuesday, tomorrow on the ground, Saturday night. Sunday to Church Reality. And Slaughter Hour's coming real soon. Scratch is working on a new mix. And then, like I said, Skinny Man on the Rant, that's coming real soon, too. UJSForLife.com. You weak ass motherfuckers.
Yeah,
we're out of here.
All y'all. Haters. Haters.